From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
In 2009, my wife and I created our foundation, and it's called One More. And the idea behind One More is spreading the love and hope of Christ to one more soul. And as I mentioned in the video, we do some events during the year. It's kind of just our charitable arm. We do a lot of things outside of that, but we wanted to create an opportunity at least a few times a year for people to get involved, because a lot of people see the ills of the world and they worry that they want to get involved, but they just don't know how. And so what we've done is try to create connections between people who want to help others when it comes to providing for their needs, or delivering victims of sex trafficking, or what education, providing those opportunities, whatever it may be, and putting those with people that are in need and allowing them to get their hands dirty, so to speak. And so wherever we've been to four different cities, and it's been tough. We started off in New England, then we go to Cleveland for 3 years, we go to New Orleans, and now we're in Baltimore. But everywhere we've gone, we've seen people who wanted to be involved, but a lot of times didn't know how. And we've created this kind of this foundation so that we could leave a legacy for our kids.
Benjamin Watson, tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, and the 2018 recipient of the Bart Starr Award. Watson has been nominated for more awards than you can shake a stick at this past NFL season. He was nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and the Ed Block Courage Award. The Athletes in Action Bart Starr Award was created to honor the NFL player who best exemplifies outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. The award is named after the legendary Bart Starr, who, in addition to being in the NFL Hall of Fame, was selected as MVP in Super Bowl I and II. Nominees are gathered from each NFL team, the past winners of the Bart Starr Award, the Athletes in Action Pro Staff working with NFL teams, and Bart Starr. Ballots are sent to each team, and voting takes place the same time as the Pro Bowl selections. In 1988, Athletes in Action held his first Super Bowl breakfast at Super Bowl XXII in San Diego, California. I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the 31st Super Bowl breakfast featuring the Bart Starr Award with Benjamin Watson, Bart Starr, Jr., and Coach Tony Dungy. In Black America.
They are thrilled, as you might imagine, with this year's recipient, and grateful for all of your support for this event. Real quickly, there's some, what I hope, very good news. Corwin, you know what will take place 1 year from today? Next year's event in Atlanta. We live 2.5 hours from Atlanta in Birmingham, Alabama. And attitude and goals are very, very important to athletes. And my dad, 3.5 years ago, suffered a series of strokes which have left him unable to attend this very event. He would love to be here. And during a recent rehab session, we broached with him the possibility just last week of making the short drive from Birmingham to Atlanta the night before. And he stood up, which is rare, and he said, let's do that.
Bart Starr Jr., son of legendary Green Bay Packers quarterback Bart Starr. Benjamin Watson was drafted by the New England Patriots 32 overall in the 2004 NFL Draft out of the University of Georgia. He has played for the Cleveland Browns and New Orleans Saints. Now in his 14th year in the NFL, Watson led the Ravens in reception with 45 for 347 yards and 3 touchdowns. On March 6, 2016, Watson signed a 2-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. As a Patriot, he received a Super Bowl ring in his rookie season, as well as appearing in Super Bowl 39 in 2007 with the New Orleans Saints. Watson's off-the-field activities are just as impressive as his on-the-field achievements. His One More Foundation, which he started with his wife, is devoted to spreading the love and hope of Christ to one more soul by meeting real needs, promoting education, and providing enrichment opportunities through charitable initiatives and partnerships. During Super Bowl 52 week, there were a number of events that took place, but none more special than the Bart Starr Award at the Athletes in Action Super Bowl Breakfast. The Bart Starr Award is presented annually to an NFL player who best exemplifies outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. During this program, we present highlights of the 31st Super Bowl breakfast.
No honor in the NFL is more highly regarded than the Bart Starr Award. Receiving this honor has brought some of the toughest men in the game to tears. The rich history of the Bart Starr Award includes 12 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, with at least 8 others who should join them in the future. But this award is unique because it's not just about excellence on the football field, it's about leadership, character, integrity, and influence, all the hallmarks of the man in which it is named. In addition to that, this is an award to a special recipient who is selected and voted by his peers. The man receiving the award this year will carry on the legacy of the man that this award is named after, a great football player and an even better human being.
My greatest football memory is being coached by Coach Lombardi. He was a fabulous gentleman. He was a true leader. He personified it in everything that he did. We knew from the day he walked in and held his first meeting with us, it was going to change. He said, "Gentlemen, we are going to relentlessly chase perfection, knowing full well we won't catch it because nothing is perfect. Because in the process, we will catch excellence."
I get choked up every year at this, but I'm not going to apologize for that because it is an honor to be able to pay tribute to those in the National Football League who represent something that our great coach, Coach Lombardi, said years ago at a wonderful gathering, turbulent 60s.
He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming increasingly difficult to be tolerant of a society which has sympathy only for the misfits, the maladjusted, the criminal, the loser. Have sympathy for them? Yes. Assist them? Absolutely. But don't you think it's time we stood and cheered the doer, the leader, the winner? Someone who looks for something extra to do for their God, their family, their country, their community?" Word football is not in there. He's talking about life.
Some people come into our lives and quickly go like waves, briefly touching the shore. Some people stay for a while and give us a deeper understanding of what is truly important in this life. They touch our souls. They leave footprints on our hearts, and we will never, ever be the same.
There were 16 seconds left, and you're at the 1-yard line, and you call timeout, and you go over to the sidelines to talk to Coach Lombardi. Share with us what went on in that conversation.
I said to the coach, I said, "There's nothing wrong with a play." I said, "The backs can't get to the line of scrimmage because they're down trying to start quickly, and the ground is as hard as this." And I said, "So they're slipping and sliding." I said, "I'm standing upright. I can shuffle my feet and lunge in." And all he said, "Well, then run it. Let's get the hell out of here."
Excellence marks a search for an ideal, long after mere usefulness has been achieved. It's never an accident, but rather exposes an enviable work ethic, noble ambitions, and a unique commitment to God, family, and others.
Good morning. My name is Corwin Anthony, and I am the Executive Director of Pro Ministry for Athletes in Action. Each year, the centerpiece of the Super Bowl breakfast has been the presentation of the Bart Starr Award, an honor that has become one of the most prestigious in the NFL. Bart and Cherry have been great role models in the world of sports. People of all ages and in all walks of life have been inspired by their example of character and commitment to the community. Even though Bart and Cherry cannot be here this morning, they have chosen a perfect pair to honor our recipient in their stead. You met Tony Dungy earlier. Bart Starr Jr. is, of course, the son of Bart and Cherry. I'd like to ask Bart and Tony to come and join me. And as I do, I invite you to your attention to the screens one more time to learn about this year's Bart Starr Award recipient.
Mm-hmm. It's been said that the letters NFL stand for not for long, with the average career lasting only 3 years. But after 14 seasons, Benjamin Watson is still going strong. Over his career, Watson has hauled in 495 passes for more than 5,400 yards and 42 touchdowns. He was part of the New England Patriots Super Bowl championship team during his rookie year. And in 2017, he came back from a torn Achilles tendon to lead the Ravens with 61 receptions and 4 touchdowns. Off the field, his One More Foundation spreads hope to underserved individuals and families by meeting real needs, promoting education, and providing enrichment opportunities through charitable initiatives and partnerships. He is the author of 2 books, one on race and one on fathering. He has been recognized as a finalist for both the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award, and received the Ravens 2017 Ed Block Courage Award. A rare athlete and an uncommon man, Benjamin Watson is the recipient of the 2018 Bart Starr Award.
So Bart Jr., I know you have a special message from your dad and mom. Go ahead and share that with us.
They are thrilled, as you might imagine, with this year's recipient, and grateful for all of your support for this event. Real quickly, there's some, what I hope, very good news. Corwin, you know what will take place 1 year from today? Next year's event in Atlanta. We live 2.5 hours from Atlanta in Birmingham, Alabama. And attitude and goals are very, very important to athletes. And my dad, 3.5 years ago, suffered a series of strokes which have left him unable to attend this very event. He would love to be here. And during a recent rehab session, we broached with him the possibility, just last week, of making the short drive from Birmingham to Atlanta the night before, and he stood up, which is rare, and he said, let's do that. So our goal is to get him here next year. We're gonna do that. The honor that we feel to have Coach Dungy as a part of this year after year after year is immense. You've already met him many times. You know of him. You may not know quite as much about Benjamin Watson. You saw a little bit just a moment ago. But although you may not be as familiar with him as an individual as you think you are, you actually know him. If you've ever read a story about an individual who's extended that little extra kindness when it was neither called for nor expected, then you know about Benjamin Watson. If you've been inspired by someone's total integrity at all times in his life, then you've been inspired by Ben Watson. If you look up to somebody who never misses an opportunity to tell you what really matters in his life, about his higher calling, then you've looked up to Ben Watson. And if you believe in your heart that a gentle soul who exhibits goodness is a prerequisite for us having a great community, then you want Ben Watson as part of our community. He demonstrates all of these things on a daily basis, but he does it with a level of humility that makes his maker proud. For those reasons, as well as his on-the-field accomplishments, my mom and dad could not be more honored to have him as this year's recipient, and we could not be more honored to have the co-presenter be the great Tony Dungy.
Bart, thank you very much. I've been involved with this breakfast a number of years. It was always my goal to come and be able to bring my team when we were playing, and we got to do that in Super Bowl 41. It was a big thrill. I've had several of my players win this award, And I've always been like a proud dad, but I couldn't be more proud today to stand in for Bart Starr Sr. and present this award to Benjamin Watson. Benjamin, I've known him a long, long time. I competed against him, coached against him. I've done outreaches with him. And I feel like I'm giving it to one of my players because when I coached for the Buccaneers and when I coached for the Colts, my first speech every year was, "Men, we want to win a Super Bowl. But if that's all we do, it won't be remembered very long. We have to do more than that. We have to give back to our community. We have to make where we live a better place." And Benjamin Watson has done that. Yes, he's won a Super Bowl, but he's made every place he lives a better place. And I love him for that. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2018 Bart Starr Award winner, Benjamin Watson.
Well, Benjamin, a few weeks ago, you got a call from Cherry letting you know that you had been selected to receive this award. And we had a little surprise for you. The cameras were rolling at that time, so we're going to show everybody how that went.
We have someone here in the office right now I think you're calling for. Ben Watson?
I am. I was surprised to think he was being traded.
He was a little nervous, but it's
okay. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Benjamin. This is Bart Starr's wife, Cherry, calling.
Cherry, so good to hear from you. How are you?
Oh, well, I just told John that I was afraid you'd think you were being traded if you were called into his office.
Well, it is always scary when you get called to the principal's office, you know. You never know. And then they were very, very secretive, so you never know what it is. But I'm...
Well, I know you know by now why I'm calling him.
Yes, ma'am.
Why I'm calling him. You know, Bart suffered a heart attack and 3 strokes. 3 years ago, so he's unable to talk on the phone. But I do want to tell you, he would be so thrilled to know that you're receiving his award because he has followed your career, and I know you've attended our events in the past, too.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know what special gentlemen are receive this award because, you know, it's about character and leadership in the home and on the field and in your community. And you have certainly exhibited that for many, many years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been there and seen the men that you all select, and this is an honor. I'm kind of speechless, but I'm really honored to represent you and your family and to represent all that your family stands for, all that Bart stood for and still continues to stand for with his legacy. My family and I are going to be honored to join you this year and honored to receive this. So thank you so much.
As I said in the video, I was speechless, and that usually doesn't happen too often. But being that I've been here before and I've seen, excuse me, it's cold outside. I've seen I'm not all the way from Africa like Akbar, but I'm from South Carolina, so I'm struggling. But being that I've been here before and seen the men that have been honored, it is incredible to stand here before you. The legacy that the Starr family has left in the league is something that I wanted to be a part of ever since I got drafted. When I got drafted in 2004, I wanted to be the best football player that I could be, but I also wanted to be remembered as somebody who stood for what was right, who stood for what was true, who left a legacy. So to stand here before you is kind of a fulfillment of that dream. And it's incredible. I've just got a few people I want to thank. Obviously, the Starr family, just for their commitment for creating this award, to Bart Jr. For being here to present the award, for Ms. Cherry for giving me that wonderful call in the principal's office, you know, to tell me about the award, to the Ravens, the organization that really supported me and supported my charitable efforts. While I've only been there for 2 years, they've been one that has pushed me and met me and my wife. Whatever we wanted to do, they've supported it wholeheartedly. To teammates and coaches, Coach Dungy mentioned him having players who have won this award. Well, being a guy that was playing in New England for 6 years, we would always play the Colts. And, you know, it was a rivalry game. It usually was for some sort of championship. I remember going there and playing an AFC championship in the RCA Dome. It was loud, except when Peyton was at work. When Peyton was at work, it was very, very quiet. And we ended up losing to them. We were up 21-0, lost to them, didn't go to the Super Bowl. They went. But the one person that I wanted to find after that game and shake their hand was Coach Dungy. And if there was ever a coach that I could play for and that I wanted to play for that I never had the chance to play for, it was him. And not just because he won a Super Bowl and because he was a great coach and because I heard great things about him, but because every player that I know that played for him said, yeah, that guy's a great coach, but he taught me how to be a man. We knew that when he said certain things, we knew that when Coach Dungy said certain things to us, he wasn't just telling us one thing and doing something else behind our backs. He was a man of integrity. And everybody around the league recognizes that about him. So thank you to Coach Dungy. Thank you to other coaches like him who have poured into not only my life, but into the lives of other people, other young men who are in turn going to pour their lives into their children, the next generation and the next generation. AIA, this banquet is like none other. And the chaplains that sit in the locker rooms around the NFL, when I was in New England and New Orleans and in Baltimore with Johnny Shelton, and in Cleveland with a guy named Tom Petersburg. These guys meet with players day in and day out. Their names aren't heard. They're hearing stories about guys who are struggling with maybe their position or struggling with a relationship at home or struggling with identity, and they're able to come in and speak into their lives and give them truth that nobody else is able to. They serve a tremendous role when it comes to growing these young men coming out of college all the way until they exit the league. So thank you to them. I've got a few people sitting at this table that I want to honor. My financial advisor, because he makes sure my money is right. I got 5 kids. So I got to make sure, you know, everything's taken care of. I got 3 daughters. So that's like 3 weddings. Lord help me. My management team who helps with all of our initiatives. My parents. I can't say enough about my parents being here. My parents have been married for almost 40 years. There's 6 children. Six children, of which I'm the oldest. So I'm the one that had the young, strong dad that used to, you know, give me spankings all the time. It's funny, like, you know, my youngest brother is 15 years younger than me. We say, you had different parents than us. My parents were strict. Your parents let you do whatever you want to do. But throughout my entire life, my parents have been an example of not perfection, but of people who have dedicated their lives to the Lord. People who have dedicated their lives to other people, and people who have shown us kids a living example of what it means when the Bible says that Christ loves the church. They've been an example of that to us. And so I thank them for that. And also my wife, say the best for last, but thank you, babe, for supporting me, for loving me, for challenging me, for being the why not when I'm like, the why? Why should I do this? Babe, because you can. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for loving me. And thank you for pushing me always to be more like Christ. I want to share this scripture with you briefly. It's resonated a lot with me over the past couple of years. It's in the book of Jeremiah, and it says, thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not a rich man boast of his riches, and let not a strong man boast of his strength, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises justice, loving kindness, and righteousness on the earth, for I delight in these things. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I read that verse. I said, wow, you know, this encapsulates everything that I want to be. This encapsulates everything that I want to stand for. I want to stand for kindness. I want to stand for justice. I want to stand for righteousness. Yeah, I want to be a great football player because that's my job, and I'm going to give 100% to that. But these 3 things I want to stand for, and I want to show the world what God delights in. I want to be a living example of that. And the great part about that verse in the beginning, it talks about humility. And someone mentioned it earlier, but we can't engage the culture without humility. Don't boast in your strength. You didn't make yourself strong. God made you strong. Don't boast in your riches. You didn't make yourself rich. God allowed you to have riches, and he wants you to steward it in a proper way. Don't boast about your wisdom and how many degrees you have, because God created your brain. He gave you the opportunity to learn, and he's going to use what you've learned to help other people. So don't boast in those things, the book of Jeremiah says. It says, boast in him. Give glory to God. So I stand before you giving glory to God, because it's not about me, and it's not about Bart Starr, as great as he is, and his family, and it's not even about AIA, and it's not about the Super Bowl, because in 2 years, nobody's going to care who won a Super Bowl anyway, but the Patriots will probably still be back in it again. But it's about the things that are intangible. It's about living your life with integrity. It's about admitting when you're wrong. It's about repentance. It's about forgiveness. It's about influencing the sphere that we all have around us, whether it be thousands of people, whether it be 10 people or 20 people. It's about using that platform, whatever it is, and being responsible with it. In 2009, my wife and I created our foundation, and it's called One More. And the idea behind One More is spreading the love and hope of Christ to one more soul. And as I mentioned in the video, we do some events during the year. It's kind of just our charitable arm. We do a lot of things outside of that, but we wanted to create an opportunity at least a few times a year for people to get involved, because a lot of people see the ills of the world and they worry, that they want to get involved, but they just don't know how. And so what we've done is try to create connections between people who want to help others when it comes to providing for their needs, or delivering victims of sex trafficking, or what education, providing those opportunities, whatever it may be, and putting those with people that are in need and allowing them to get their hands dirty, so to speak. And so wherever we've been to 4 different cities, and it's been tough. We started off in New England, then we go to Cleveland for 3 years, we go to New Orleans, and now we're in Baltimore. But everywhere we've gone, we've seen people who wanted to be involved, but a lot of times didn't know how. And we've created this kind of this foundation so that we could leave a legacy for our kids. And I mention that because I want you all to think about, what legacy are you leaving? What are you doing now? If you walk out of this place right now and you could do nothing else, you don't make it home, something happens to you, what will people say about you? Will they say, like in the book of Jeremiah, that this guy was really wise, man, he had a lot of degrees, really educated, had some great tweets? Would they say about him that he was really physically strong? He was a specimen. He was 6'6". Wish I was 6'6". would they say about him that, you name it. What would they say about you? My hope is that for all of you, you would think about that and think about the legacy you are leaving. Think about what you're standing for. Think about, if you were to leave this place, what would people say about you? But more importantly, what would the people that you have touched be equipped to do because of you? Thank you all for this award. It's a tremendous honor, and God bless.
Benjamin Watson, tight end, Baltimore Ravens, and the 2018 recipient of the Bart Starr Award. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future in Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.